Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Yud Aleph. We're learning Siman Yud Aleph, which deals with the issue of crushing the snow and the ice to be able to get water. So we mentioned that there is an explanation that based on the idea of Noilut. The Shulchan Aruch rejects the opinion of the Sefer Truma and says there's no concern of Noilut over here. And that's the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Ches. Sif Tezayin, where he discusses the issue of warming up food. Hilchos Bishul, warming up food, which is fully cooked, you're allowed to warm it up. If you put it too close to the fire, because then you might stir the coals to help it warm up, but you keep it further away from the fire. So that acts as a reminder, further away than you normally would put it, so the person's not going to come to stir the coals. It's fully cooked. But what about if it has some congealed fat in it? And as you warm the food, the fat will melt and flow out. So now you're going to have some liquid there. And it's enough liquid that it's not just going to absorb into the food. It's going to continue and spread outside of the food. So that is not considered ma'alot b'yadayim, according to many opinions. But it is the result is ma'alot. It's something which was a solid is converted into a liquid. So the Shulchan Aruch says, not a problem, it's mutter. The Ramot does bring the opinion of the Sefer Truma that it's usher, and he says it's a person should be machmer unless it's a makam atzarech, and that's how the Mishnah understands Allah l'maisa for Ashkenazim, is a person should be machmer unless it's a makam atzarech. But besides those two explanations, that explanation, we have two other explanations. We have the Rambam, that it approximates a ma'aseh of shechita. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chof approaches it. Also, Chachamim l'rasek hashelig v'abor lishbroi som l'chatichos katanas k'dei sh'yozov mehem mayim. Chazal answered, crushing snow or crushing ice, hail, to break them into small pieces, and when you do so, the water will flow. Why is it also the Dharma Lashkita's Paris Shosuyam Lamashkin? It's like squeezing fruits which are made to produce liquid. So there's an issue to squeeze the fruits which are made to produce liquid. You're not allowed to squeeze them to produce liquid. So that is the explanation that the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch does not mention Rashi. Mishnah Berurah points out that there is the opinion of Rashi as well. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention it. And the Mishnah Berurah points that out. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention it. Okay. So what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to put ice into your water, your cup of water. You put ice into your cup of water, the ice is going to melt. So why am I allowed to do that? I want to put ice in my drink, knowing that it's going to melt. It's going to melt on its own. That's mutter. So that the isser is the act of squeezing by putting it in and just letting it happen by itself. It doesn't look like an act of squeezing. It doesn't approximate the act of squeezing. So according to the Shulchan Aruch's explanation, it's not a problem. According to Rashi, the problem is that you're being merlin mayim. So over here, you're not doing it by a dime. It's happening by itself. So according to Rashi, we have a different explanation why it's not a problem. Because the person is not creating the water, it's sort of like happening by itself. According to the Rambam, it's not similar to crushing something to get the liquid because it's doing it on its own. Now what about if I want to stir my cup? So by stirring the cup, I'm going to hasten the melting process of the ice cube. So maybe that's already usher because that's actively doing it. It says, no, afilu, the rasek b'yadayim l'sech kesh l'mayim is mutter. Person is going to be crushing it up. The example he gives, the person crushes it to go into the cup. So you're actively going to end up with water, and you crushed it to get that water, even though it didn't become water until it fell into the cup. He says, why is that mutter? The Lord, the answer is, when you squeeze it, and it becomes distinct and visible. So then it looks like schita. So since over here, he's crushing it, then pushing it into water. So as it comes out, it's not visible, it's not noticeable, it's not distinct. So that's not a problem. It does not look like the mice of schita. So a person puts sugar in the bottom of his cup and he pours hot water onto it. So we have to discuss the halacha of the bishul in that regard. But leaving out bishul for a second, why isn't there a problem that you're converting the sugar into a liquid? It's like schita. So we said that's not also because it never becomes distinct and separate and visible on its own. Okay, the Chayyim moves on to discuss a little more details about the case of sugar, which we'll do in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.